A Boonville woman has been charged with multiple felonies after emergency personnel had to resuscitate her after the alleged use of heroin at a residence in Cooper County last month. According to probable cause statement on January 31st, Boonville police officers spoke to another resident of the home who noticed 25-year-old Kayla Marshke was passed out in the living room and a child was left unattended when he arrived at the residence. The eight-week-old child was found with bruising on the body and was later treated at an area hospital for low oxygen levels, dehydration, and pneumonia. Online court documents say Marshke has been charged with two counts of a Class D felony for abuse or neglect of a child and one count each for a Class E felony for third-degree domestic assault and Class D felony for possession of a controlled substance. Bond has been set at $25,000 cash or surety. Marshke was scheduled to appear for an arraignment hearing at 10:30 a.m. earlier today at the Cooper County Circuit Court in Boonville. A Boonville man apprehended for drug and firearm possession is now facing multiple felony charges after reportedly making a phone call while in custody last month in Cooper County. Probable cause statement says on January 31st, 54-year-old David Grayson was incarcerated at the Cooper County Jail after law enforcement allegedly found multiple firearms as well as methamphetamine at his residence. Grayson allegedly called an individual to instruct them to sell other firearms he had stashed at his residence. Online court documents say Grayson has been charged with four counts of a Class D felony for unlawful possession of a firearm, as well as a Class E felony for tampering with physical evidence in a felony prosecution. Bond was fixed at $10,000 cash only. Grayson's initial hearing at the Cooper County Circuit Court in Boonville is pending. A Lexington resident suffered serious injuries in a rollover traffic crash in Lafayette County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 43-year-old Roberta Simmons reportedly began sliding on an ice-covered roadway, traveled off the right side of the roadway, struck a guardrail, and overturned. Simmons reportedly was transported by ambulance to Centerpoint Hospital in Independence for treatment. Crash happened just after 2:30 p.m. on Missouri Highway 13 near the Missouri River. A Florida resident was killed in a rollover traffic crash in Lafayette County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as an eastbound vehicle driven by 57-year-old Alfredo Capote of Miami reportedly began to slide, traveled off the right side of the roadway, and overturned. Capote, who reportedly was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected out of the vehicle. Capote reportedly was transported by Higginsville EMS to Centerpoint Hospital in Independence, where he was pronounced deceased by a doctor at 4:26 p.m. A passenger in the vehicle, 58-year-old David Velasquez of Grand Island, Nebraska, reportedly was transported by Higginsville EMS to Centerpoint Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Crash happened just before 3:30 p.m. at the 49.8-mile marker on I-70. With more snow and ice expected in Missouri this afternoon and throughout the night, the Missouri Department of Transportation is asking motorists to be cautious and drive for conditions. MoDOT State Maintenance Engineer Becky Almaroth advises drivers to slow down and give yourself plenty of braking distance, give MoDOT's plows room to work, and give yourself room to stop. Snow is expected in the northern portions of the state with accumulations between 1 and 3 inches. For more information on road conditions, visit MoDOT's Traveler Information Map at www.modot.org or call 1-888-275-6636. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.